Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Here we go. Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 19th, and we are getting closer and closer to a big day here at KMOX. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment. 314-436-7900 to join us by calling or texting. You can leave voice messages on the Odyssey app. If you are listening to us live there, great. If you are not, you can still use the Odyssey app to send us voice messages. Typically, we are streaming video on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, but we've got maintenance going on today. So you will not be able to watch us on this Wednesday. We are very, very sorry. But you can still follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
The president meets with and seems to have a really nice, friendly meeting with Mohammed bin Salman, the prime minister of Saudi Arabia. And raised a few eyebrows, I think.
Well, you need to have a friendly meeting or I'll chop you up. At any rate.
Whoa.
That's
good Lord.
What happens over there.
Not Trump.
No.
MBS will chop you up.
Yeah, he'll chop you up. So maybe that's what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay. In other unrelated but very, very exciting news, as Ronj mentioned, it's a very big day tomorrow. It is KMOX's 100th anniversary, and we are blowing out the programming. We're blowing everything up.
The whole thing is blown up.
You're going to hear past and present KMOX voices all day long. We're also, later on today, chatting with Nate Scuderi. He's the head of marketing with Together Credit Union because there's a very, very cool 100th anniversary commemorative KMOX ornament available.
Christmas ornament you can put on your tree. You can put it on your...
Anywhere.
Yeah, wherever you put ornaments.
You could dangle it from your
rear view mirror. Actually, is that dangerous?
Probably.
You're not going to believe what happened last night.
Don't tell me.
Do you want to guess?
Does it have to do with losing?
Yeah, sure does. Okay. The Blues lost in overtime.
Okay.
Last
Yikes.
Night.
Okay.
So,
listen.
We are going to talk to Chris Kerber today, broadcaster for the Blues. But just so you know, It's not intense. We are going to spend most of the time talking about Stanley Cup run.
Yes, we are.
We need good memories.
We do. It's more fun. It's more fun to talk about winning the Stanley Cup.
I mean.
Well, you know what I think? Sometimes you got to get just beaten down real low.
Just to build yourself back
that's
up again?
Right.
All right. That's a fine way to look at it.
Not sure when they're going to start building themselves back up again.
Usually
hopefully.
It happens around December or January, doesn't it?
Sooner rather than later. Yeah. They're digging a big hole.
I would rather they not, keep digging these holes every year, but because at some point the shovel's going to break and there will be no ladder. So,
well, I will say this. Kansas City Chiefs winning all the time. You know, not this year, obviously, but for the past few years, it's kind of boring. We want, we like drama and heartbreak so that the celebrations are that much better.
Well, give me some drama, Amy. Give me some real world drama.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Well, we are going to later be chatting with Major Garrett. Because Trump was, to be completely honest, President Trump was quite the quote generator yesterday. Had a lot of comments. And I'm just going to say this quick. Seriously, back in 2022, when President Biden visited Saudi Arabia and fist bumped the crown prince, I was very, very critical
of that.
It's
a little questionable.
I thought that was way too friendly, way too
fist bump. What are we doing?
Familial. Yeah. Like this guy just chopped up a journalist. What happened yesterday? Wow, forgot about the fist bump. At any rate, so we will get into that. We're going to be chatting with Major Garrett, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent, at 10:30. Also, guess what's happening at 11:30? I got a chance to chat with Christy Yamaguchi.
Christy Yamaguchi. And I remember watching her skate.
Right? Millennials, your minds are blown right now. 1992 Olympic gold medalist.
She is receiving the Musial Award for a Lifetime Achievement this weekend, Saturday, at Stiefel Theater. So that's a really exciting thing that Christy Yamaguchi is in town.
Yep. It was like nine-year-old me was freaking out.
Yeah, very cool.
It's so cool. Also, we're going to chat with the Vice President of Brand and Sports Marketing for Rawlings, Eric Reinsfelder, because it is easy to forget that Rawlings, that major giant company.
Worldwide headquarters is in St. Louis.
Right here.
And anybody who has had a baseball gloves in the world in their lifetime knows who Rawlings is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anybody, especially in this country, if you have had a glove growing up, it is a very, very good likelihood you had a Rawlings.
Oh my gosh. And remember the list we went through yesterday, how women are ruining everything?
Yeah. What else did you find?
Well, women ruined the country. Women ruined marriage. Women ruined cooking. At one point, women ruined the world. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That you can't ruin.
How are they going to ruin this glove?
Well, no. It was also a headline that women are ruining the Navy and ruining the military.
Really?
Well, what's funny is that is, while that headline was old, the spirit behind it is not, unfortunately, very much still present. So the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, is pushing qualified women out of military positions that they have earned. And Haley Britsky is the CNN national security reporter and had a very good piece on this and exactly what's happening. And so we will chat with her at 10 a.m. I saw this story about a week ago and really wanted to talk with her. So I thank you, Matt, for getting her for today, because that's a big conversation.
That would be a really good conversation. We'll do that. When we come back, we're going to talk to the voice of the St. Louis Blues, Chris Kerber, in just a moment on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
As we celebrate our 100th anniversary at KMOX 104.1 FM and 1120 AM, we thought it'd be a good idea to do a little reminiscing today on what was one of the great sports stories in the history of the city, and that is the 2019 Blues Stanley Cup Championship. Chris Ronge, Amy Markscores, and we are joined now by Chris Kerber, the radio voice of the and television voice now of your St. Louis Blues. And when the Blues won the championship, they were here on KMOX. Kerbs, how's it going?
Chris, I'm doing well. It's going well. Just bouncing through another season, but congratulations. Pretty special, 100 years for KMOX. I mean, that, like, I remember when I first walked through those doors, one as an intern, actually. You know, interned for Randy Carricker and John Cooper and Ron Jacober when I was in college. And then to be able to walk through those doors, knowing the history of that station, who was on it, what I wanted to do career-wise, things like that, that was pretty doggone special. And I think a fantastic and very proud chapter of my career to be able to have said that I've worked shows and games on KMOX.
Same exact thing for me. I even had my interview with Randy to become an intern at this station back in 1998. And what a special thing, Curbs, as we look back, and we know this Blues season has not gone particularly well, but it really wasn't that long ago that we won a Stanley Cup here, that St. Louis won a Stanley Cup. And considering it had been never before, you know, waited a very long time for that to happen. And for you and Amy both to be part of the broadcast here on KMOX when that happened, that is special.
It was. And listen, before, if it's okay, before we get too deep into that, you know, going back to, you said that, you know, your internship, like, if you go around and you talk to enough people in St. Louis, like, Randy Carricker has an intern tree, kind of like Bill Belichick or some of these other coaches in the NFL or other sports have coaching trees, you know, and the number of people that have stepped into the business learning from him or Ron Jacober or, you know, Mr. Buck and all those other guys that obviously work there, it's pretty special. But Randy's got a really good, and it's kind of a fun tree. I've always told Randy, you know, when you introduce me on the air, he's doing a show and I'm on, and he says, oh, we got the voice of the Blues. I said, nah, you should always introduce me as your former intern. You know, and Lisa Bedian was a really big, you know, piece in helping me kick that door down to get that internship. And it was awesome. So I'm very thankful. Biggest butt chewing I've ever gotten was when I messed up 3 carts in a row and John
By
Cooper
Randy?
Came around
oh,
the corner.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No, not from Randy.
Okay.
No, but honestly, they went to fire. I think it was Scott Cooper with the Red Sox. He had just gotten signed or something like that. And they fired the carts, and I must not have cued him out right. We had dead air. And, oh, man, like a chihuahua on steroids. John came around the corner and just, you know, I lost a little bit of my hide on that one, but I learned to do it right from that point on. So learning curves and everybody live. But yeah, listen, Chris, so I'm very appreciative of that and everybody that was there. But yeah, what a run that 2019, you know, run was, and to have it on KMOX and, you know, and then some of those games also simulcasted on Y98. We covered a massive audience, and as Amy remembers, we also had a hell of a lot of fun during that run. I mean, the stuff off the ice and the stuff with Amy and Alex and, you know, Raby and everybody, Ben Boyd and those guys, like it was every bit as special as the Cup run to be able to share it with those great people.
It really was, Curbs. I am still in awe. I still look back at those years and I can't believe it happened. Especially, I mean, it was not all roses and gumdrops at the beginning of that season. It was pretty tough. It was a slog. And I remember you guys, my goodness, what was it? I think I was running in Forest Park because you guys were on a road trip when the Blues started putting some wins together. And you could feel the change.
It started right in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, they called up things. You could kind of start to feel things were starting to turn. I mean, this is a much better team. You know, when you got Tyler Bozak and David Perron and, you know, the players that they had with Ryan O'Reilly and the forwards, and you're going, man, this is Pat Maroon. You're like, boy, this team should be better. And something clicked. They called up a young Jordan Binnington, fourth on the goaltending depth chart at the beginning of the year. Maybe Billy Husso that gets called up. If Billy was healthy, he wasn't. Jordan gets called up, and he starts on a run. You had Joel Edmondson and some of his teammates at a bar in Philadelphia here, a private bar called Jack's Bar. You know, and that's when, you know, they had Laura Brannigan's Gloria playing in that bar. So after the win in Philly, when Jordan got the shutout, they decided to play that. And look what took off with that song. You know, I mean, and how, like, for a radio station, for example, to decide to play Laura Brannigan's Gloria for 24 consecutive hours, you know, after you win is just something else. And it took off and it went on a run and it was magical, but man, they believed that they couldn't be beat. And it was just a group, like it wasn't going in kind of like the way this year's been for the team, you know, at the beginning of the year where you're like, okay, what kind of, it turned from what are you going to get on a nightly basis to, oh man, we're steamrolling people. And it was, I mean, it was just awesome and fun. And, you know, you can go through so many doggone highlights, but it started in a January game in Philadelphia and the team never looked back.
And the thing is, Chris, it just does not happen like that. Usually, and for any team in any sport, once you get midway through a season and it is as bad as it was for the Blues at that time, you just don't see turnarounds like that.
Chris, there's two or three different times over the course of a season where hockey management, in this case, Doug Armstrong, will meet with Blues ownership with different states of the union. Where are we? What do you think? Where are we going? And then ownership will fire questions to, you know, back at Doug. And as you know, we've got an all local ownership group, 15, 17, you know, different pieces to that puzzle. And all are passionate about the city of St. Louis and the civic role that this hockey team plays, but they're also passionate about winning and competitive. I mean, that's how you succeed in business as well, right? And they had a meeting that year. I want to think, was it December? It might have even been early January, too, that said, look, we
talk about trade deadline.
Yeah, if we get closer to the trade deadline and things haven't turned, we might have to totally pivot. And at that point, you're talking about, are you trading in 2018-19 of Vladimir Tarasenko, you know, or some of these guys, Jaden Schwartz? And are we pivoting from one core to the next because it's just not working? And you know that Doug Armstrong's got the aggressive enough mindset to do that. They had those conversations. And then they thank goodness they didn't have to do it. So that's the good news there, and it went. But you're right; it doesn't happen often. Now, a lot of people felt like, is this happening again last year? You know, like when the Blues, you know, kind of turned things around under Jim Montgomery. But you're right; it's hard to, you know, stop that avalanche once it starts to come down the mountain at you. So they did that year, and they created something. And I mean, guys, I think back at that run, and we're already talking, what, 7 years ago now. And, you know, and I think of just being able to spend time with Bobby Plager, and I'm literally just hanging out with Bobby Plager outside the dressing room, listening to the guys, you know, sing and the music and the celebration going on. And that's really one of my favorite moments, is it was just me and Bobby in the hallway, and Bobby's just rattling off names of his former teammates and what it would have been like for them to have seen this. Little things like that are what stick with you.
And we've got Amy Markscores here, who was part of the broadcast team during that run on KMOX. And Amy was the first female sports host to host a show solo for any sort of sports broadcast.
Radio, broadcast, the pre and post game.
Which is, and you know, you've got Amy part of the broadcast team here. What in the heck made you do that? Why did you vouch for this person?
Clerical error.
Let's just call it fate. So part of the contract that the team has with KMOX is they could put together a 1 hour hockey show. And so that was kind of the project I worked on with Steve Moore. But I wanted a different hockey show. Pretty well, I understand, you know, around since the start of sports talk radio in St. Louis, and understand what it means and what it was and all the pieces and stuff like that. And I just wanted something with different voices and a different approach. And so, and I also just believe in chances and talent and creating new stuff. And so I talked to Tom Ackerman, and I said, man, should we do this show? I'd like to find a female voice, but I don't want a female voice that's there because we're looking for the female audience. I want a female voice to talk the game for the whole audience, for men, for women, for whatever. And he says, well, he goes, I did an interview with this girl. She's really into running. And I said, okay. He goes, but she's a big hockey fan and grew up with hockey, and she's really good. So we met Tom, Amy, and I had lunch at a restaurant over on Washington Avenue, and like, I don't know, 2.5 minutes into this discussion, she's quoting Mel Brooks. And I thought that was staged at first. I said, did Tom tell you that I love Mel Brooks? And she says, no. And she's like, my dad, one of my favorite movies with my dad was Blazing Saddles. And I'm like, okay, if you can quote Mel Brooks and you can talk hockey, you can reach across audiences. And so we started this show with Alex Ferrario and Amy Markscores. We didn't promote it much the first year. They did it the second year. Eventually, they became a massive piece of our pregame shows, postgame shows, the fourth period, the postgame shows we did. You know, people look forward to that as much as sometimes the game itself. And then it culminated in that run. So the fact that, you know, Alex and Amy and Ben Boyd was so big for us, helping us produce things throughout that year. And all these guys, it's one of my favorite pictures is Raby, Alex, Amy, myself, Ben, Joey, we're all on the ice near the Zamboni entrance, taking a picture, you know, with the sign that says, you know, St. Louis Blues Radio. So that's how it started. And I'm glad to still be talking hockey with her.
Well, I thank you for the kind words, Curbs. I am still flabbergasted. I can't believe I had that opportunity. And that weekly hockey show you bring up, I still laugh because it eventually was sponsored by Wendy's. So it was Wendy's Week in Hockey, and I had people come up to me and say, are you Wendy? Oh. I had so many people ask if I was Wendy. Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll start nicknaming you Wendy then.
Yeah.
And, whatever worked, we could use some of that mojo back.
Amy is also tired still from having to sleep in the lobby of that hotel in Boston.
I didn't. Did you know I did not get a hotel room that night, Curbs? I got a flight.
Yep.
I got a flight for the day of the game and the flight the next morning. I'm like, I'm just going to have to kill time in Boston because I don't have a hotel. A cop came up to me. I fell asleep. A cop tried to kick me out of the hotel.
That sounds about Amy-like. That sounds very Amy. Listen, I'm gonna share a story. I'm gonna share just an amazing story from that year. I don't know if you guys have heard me tell this story or not. You know, when I told you I was standing out there with Bobby Plager, if you look down the hallway to the ice, the room that the cup was in, the players were celebrating, was on the right side of this hallway, and on the left side is where everybody's clothes were, and they were dressed, you know, in their suits and things like that. Pat Maroon came walking out of the celebration room and looks down and sees me and Bobby there. And he goes, have you guys been in there? We're like, no, Pat, that's your guys' celebration. That's your guys' thing. And he says, like hell. And he comes down the hall, literally grabs me by the shoulder. Bobby's right there with it. And he shoves me into the front of the doorway. You know, Perron and Tarasenko and Parayko are holding the cup. They're champagne flying. And Pat Maroon, all on his own, unprompted, has me, you can imagine me standing in front of him, that big guy standing right behind me, has me at both shoulders. He goes, hey, fellas. these guys have been around a lot longer than we have. It's their turn. And he just shoves me into the room.
Wow.
And then it's Tarasenko and Perron and Pareko, you know, pouring champagne out of the cup and I'm drinking it, getting doused. And it will be not only an emotional moment, but a special one that I will never forget. And it's not so much that I was invited into the celebration with the team and the way the guys reacted in the room in there, but it was just the, man, I don't know, the connection and the understanding that Pat Maroon had in that moment to include everybody is something that will always be one of the most special moments of that whole run.
And just a special memory for you, for Amy, for the city of St. Louis to have that Stanley Cup run, and of course for it to happen here on this station, KMOX. Chris Kerber, former KMOX intern, Chris Kerber, former Randy Carricker intern, with us here, and we Kerbs, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on all the success, and let's get a Blues turnaround this season. But thank you for talking about that championship run today.
Yeah, you got it. Listen, fans can go online and search this, but there is a picture out there of on the front of the Zamboni at the old arena, a picture of Jack Buck's face because he did the first year of St. Louis Blues hockey on the front of the Zamboni where it said KMOX radio on it. That's how they promoted the broadcast that first year. So if you look around, you can find that. But it's a fun one. But special station, special people. I grew up listening, whether it be to Jim White. I still use the phrase, you can't fix stupid, you know, or listening to Trivia Night with Dave Strauss. I even called into that once and asked him a question about the TV show Sigmund and Sea Monsters when I was growing up. So there's plenty of great memories, and congratulations to everybody over there for what you're doing, what you're continuing to do, and then the impact that's had on everybody in St. Louis. Here's to another 100 for y'all.
Thank you, Kerbs.
Okay, guys, have a great one.
That is Chris Kerber, Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji on the home of champions. It is 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now the windup, the 2-2 pitch, and a one hopper up the middle, knocked down by Mason Wynn, who throws on one hop. He got him! Wynn from the outfield grass threw on a hop to first base. That's the way our game begins in St. Louis.
Chris and Amy show, 104.1 FM KMOX. Mason Wynn, this past season, 2025, a Gold Glove winner for your St. Louis Cardinals. And it's easy to forget, or at least to not acknowledge, and I think a lot of times we don't do it as often as we should, but it is the Rawlings Gold Glove Award that is given out every year. And Rawlings is a company, a worldwide company, that is headquartered here in St. Louis. We also don't acknowledge that enough either. And they have a brand new giant glove, 30 feet tall, right at the Rawlings facility in Westport Plaza. You have probably seen it before. And to talk about that and the company with us is Eric Reinsfelder, Rawlings Vice President of Brand and Sports Marketing. Eric, how are you? Thank you for being with us.
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's start with this glove, first of all, because I was just telling Amy that I think about it the way I think about the Anheuser-Busch neon bird sign that's right here on 64, right in Midtown, that it's sort of an iconic thing off the highway that I have been seeing since I was a kid, and I'm thinking that people might do the same with this gold glove.
We hope so, and it's good to hear you say that. And I'm standing outside of our office right now, and they are putting the giant glove into place. It is now on the roof, and they're guiding it into place. So it's amazing if you get a chance to see it, and I do think it will be iconic for St. Louis. As you said, you know, we have been in St. Louis since 1887. A lot of people don't know we're here. This will hopefully be a monument not just for our company but for the city of St. Louis, as St. Louis is a baseball town, and we're a baseball company. It's very fitting to have this giant gold glove on top of our headquarter building here at Westport.
If Rawlings has been here for so long, that's wild, 1887. In your history, then, does that mean you've had some of the biggest names in Major League Baseball roll on through your headquarters?
Yes, that is true. And now that we're here in Westport, not only the St. Louis Cardinal players, you know, that are Rawlings glove guys, but we also have a lot of visiting teams. When they come in, they want to come over and visit us. So there's a bit of clapping going on in the background, if you could hear that, with the glove setting into place.
So the idea behind the glove, where does this come from? Putting it up there on the top of the building.
Yeah, well, when we looked at relocating our headquarters, this gold building here at Westport was very appealing, because a gold building and gold glove, and we thought, wow, how amazing would that be to put a giant glove on top of the gold building and be very iconic. So that was kind of the concept. LHM, the ownership at Westport, you know, bought into that concept as well. We shared in that vision, and it's now a reality.
All right, Eric, I'm going to ask you a very important question. Eric, is this glove aerodynamic?
It is.
Because if you know what I'm thinking, it gets windy up there.
Oh, it does. It's going to catch all that wind.
As you can imagine, it's got an open web. It's an open glove with an open web. So we did a lot of engineering on this glove, a lot of engineering to build it, a lot of engineering in the platform. We've had everything from the structural engineering side to lightning protection, bird mitigation, lighting, FAA requirements, et cetera. So all those things have kind of lined up now today in a what was a 2 to 3 year process to make this happen.
Bird mitigation.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Can you imagine? Well, that would look bad if in the palm of that glove there were 50 dead birds.
Yeah, like pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully we won't see that. But you know how birds like to nest everywhere. But yeah. Hopefully not here.
Pigeons are the worst. They don't get it. They have no self-awareness. You know, mm-mm. They don't know where to stay away from. Now, if I'm correct, this glove weighs upwards of 35,000 pounds. So
that's correct.
How's the roof?
Yeah.
Holding that
so,
up.
Yeah, exactly. So the glove is 35,000 pounds. There is a cage that we had to build around it just for the hoist.
Wow.
That's like another 12,000 pounds. So the crane that is here, there's only 10 of these in the United States and that can, you know, kind of lift this and put it into place. So
wow.
So the 35,000 pounds is up there with a steel platform. And again, a lot of studies conducted in terms of the engineering for the level of weight support.
Wait, so you're saying the crane that was used to hoist this thing on top of the roof, there are only 10 of them with that capability in the United States?
That's correct.
Was that one already here? Or did you have to bring it in?
No, it was not here.
Wow.
It was not here. So the glove itself came on 7 semi-tractor trailers, and we assembled it in the parking lot here at Westport. And then the crane came on 16 flatbed semis and was assembled here as well. Now it's putting the glove into place, and then they'll disassemble that crane and reopen this parking lot.
That's amazing. I was picturing this glove moving to its final location much in the same way that they moved the space shuttle. They close the streets and they're just bringing this thing down the road because it's so big, like the space shuttle. And so then I have to ask the question. When you guys were coming up with the idea for this glove, and they say, make it bigger, make it bigger. And you kept making the glove bigger. When did you decide we're not making it bigger than that? How'd you decide at 35,000 pounds?
Yeah, I wish it were more scientific, but you know, we basically looked at the scale of the building and visibility from 270 and Page, which is the major, you know, intersection. And, you know, in terms of scale, we felt that the 30 feet would be visible, and it will be highly visible. And again, will be lit up at night as well. So you will see it at night and during the day.
We have a text message from a listener who I believe has beef with somebody named Brian, the Maryland Heights inspector, because he says, I sincerely hope Brian, the Maryland Heights inspector, is up there for the glove install. If not, he will make you redo it. So is Brian, the Maryland Heights inspector, up there with you?
I don't know that Brian is here with me. I'm not sure I know Brian, but we have worked in lockstep with Maryland Heights in terms of approvals and review of engineering drawings, et cetera. So it has all been approved by the city as well as several different engineering groups for us and building ownership.
I don't know. Sounds like Brian's a real stickler, so you better make sure he's satisfied.
Well, I'll be sure to check with Brian.
That's awesome. I love this idea. I love, like Ron said, it's one of those things which now that, as you've said, the glove is visible from 270 and Page, that could be like the Anheuser-Busch sign and the Eagle. I'm going to all the Blues games, driving home after every game. I still get excited to see the Anheuser-Busch Eagle. It's cool. So if you can be a landmark like that, well, that's something special.
That's exactly right, and that's our hope, that you know, St. Louis is known for the arch, the brewery, the zoo, and now hopefully this giant gold glove and Rawlings headquarters as well. And it is a sight to see, so come out to Westport if you haven't, and come see the giant glove as well as the Rawlings experience.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about the Rawlings experience. Have not had a chance to do it myself yet, but it's just nothing but great reviews on it, and people say it's a very, very cool thing. So we'd like to make sure people know about that, the Rawlings experience out of Westport Plaza. And you can see the giant gold glove when you're driving down 270. So it's awesome.
You know what? I'm going to be out at Westport this afternoon.
Go see it.
That's right. I'm going to see that glove this afternoon.
Eric Reinsfelder, yes. Rawlings Vice President of Brand and Sports Marketing. We appreciate you being with us today. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I hope Eric is able to find Brian, just to make sure
the
Brian
last thing,
is...
The last thing you want is you to get... celebrate this and go, this isn't up to code.
Yeah. My name's Brian with Maryland Heights.
That's so rude.
I would love to, and I need to know the backstory.
Well, how do you have a code? What is the code for a...
It's in a book.
A giant glove on a roof.
It's in a book somewhere. But I really would like to see... I want this person who has beef with Brian from Maryland Heights.
Yep.
I'd like to know what happened.
You can text us. You already did. So text us the backstory if you don't mind.
Now... Did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, I didn't realize until this morning that I might be the last person in the world to know this.
It's a party over here. It's a party over there.
Chris and Amy. Yeah, they're late to the party.
It's a disaster party.
Look, it's important to arrive late, even at your own party.
What?
That's a little much.
It's not
a little much.
It's not a disaster party.
Well, I mean, it could be, I guess.
It's a disaster party. Okay, well, yeah, that's a little over the top, I guess, for what I'm late to the party for. But I did not know that it's Flavor Flav and not Flava Flav. I thought it was F-L-A-V-A-F-L-A-V. Flava Flav.
It is.
My whole life until this morning.
It is not.
You said
it's flavor.
You said it's Flavor Flav.
It is Flavor Flav.
That's so weird. That's like it's Little Wayne. It's not Little Wayne.
It's not spelled like F-L-A-V-A. It's Flavor Flav.
Never knew it. That is my Nelson Mandela moment. The Mandela effect moment.
Yeah.
Because I know how Fruit Loops are spelled.
Right.
I've always known that Fruit Loops are fruit. F-R-O-O-T. That I understood. But the fact that it is the proper flavor, it is Flavor Flav.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know. I would have bet my life savings, which to be fair is not much, so it is not as grand of a gesture as you would think, but I would bet my life savings that it was Flava Flav.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I think so.
You guys made fun of me when I said it in the office. I'm like, do you even know how it's spelled?
No, I thought it was Flava Flav. And the reason why I thought this, so I can't explain why.
No, Flavor Flav? No, idiots, it is Flavor Flav.
That's weird because I can't explain the whole background behind this. But one time I was late for Valentine's Day. Like I sent my mom a Valentine's Day card or I didn't send a card because I'm not good with holidays.
Yeah.
And you were like, why would you send one to your mom? It's a long story, but I missed it. So in July, I sent her a Valentine's Day card from Flava Flav. And then every year, in any month but February, I would randomly send her Valentine's Day cards from Flava Flav. Like, it would be October, and she'd get one. And I thought I would literally print out pictures of Flava Flav and glue them on a piece of paper and mail it to her. So, I'd say, Happy Valentine's Day from Flava Flav, and I spelled it F-L-A-V-A.
Doing it wrong this whole time.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's Flavor Flav.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Yeah.
Illinois?
Nope.
Okay. Well, don't go there.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can go there. It's not as if this is going to happen to you if you go to Nashville, Illinois, but a story from KSDK, and the headline is, man recovering after harrowing fall left him impaled by a metal pole.
Okay.
Here's
the thing. You never want to get shish kebabbed.
Well,
this has been a thing ever since Chris Myhill, former executive producer here, told me about his brother got shish kebabbed when he was little. His son got shish kebabbed. You need to avoid that.
John Davis, 45 years old from Nashville, Illinois, has been in the ICU at SLU Hospital ever since. This is after he and his wife were collecting tin from a barn for a do-it-yourself house project on Sunday. He fell off a ladder onto a pole that went through his right shoulder and into the left side of his neck.
Okay, this is actually a pretty serious story.
Well, he's recovering. He's recovering. So they waited for the EMT to arrive. His wife, Tammy, saw him fall. Went over to try to pick him up, and he was like, it's in me.
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't understanding, and I got a look at his face, and I could see the thing bulging through his neck.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was watching a show in...
Oh, my gosh.
I was watching a show.
Careful.
You're not going to like this
no,
one.
No, I don't know if I can handle it.
You're gonna have to.
I'm going to take the headphones off.
I was in college, and I was watching a show. I can't remember what it was. Like one of those Jenny Jones type shows, and they had people who had bad accidents on the show. And this guy starts his story by saying, I accidentally cut off my testicles. And he had been in a pond in a boat and he jumped out of the boat into the water, and there was a submerged, like, pole of a metal sign that he couldn't see, and you can imagine what happened. And it took his stuff off him.
An easy.
Yeah.
Like a eunuch.
I don't know. You can't get those back. You just can't get those back.
I don't think if you put them in a cooler that you can.
No, you can't reattach that.
Reattach it.
I mean, you can do a cosmetic thing, but those are gone, big boy.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of dogs not feeling sympathy right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.